Gone through a crazy year and a half, haven't we? Our ministry, I was telling the pastor earlier, I said our ministry last year was able to help one church get planted. And the reason for that was it was a church in West Virginia, the poorest county of West Virginia. They got a building about 15,000 square feet, newly renovated, and it was only $50,000. And so the churches in West Virginia got together and bought the building for them. Amen. And so we were able to start a church there. But everywhere else, you know, when Governor Whitmer asked the churches to close here, you as a church had the right to make a decision as a local body what you were going to do. Okay. And under the leadership of your pastor, you had the authority to do that. And one of the reasons why you could be so strong one way or the other is you owned your own building. Right? Churches that meet in public school buildings didn't get a choice, right? Or community centers didn't get a choice. And even other places that may have been hotel conference rooms, all those places, every one of them were shut down if they had already started, or if they weren't started yet, they couldn't meet in those because nobody wanted to rent to outside people. And any of the liability that might come along with that. All right. Then, of course, this past year, we had a lot of things go on with COVID and all of the issues with COVID. And then, of course, we had an election last year. I don't know if you heard about that or not. But, there was an election last year and so much debate and talk and everything going on about that. And then the results of the election, then the results of the inauguration this year, and all of these things happening. And then, of course, we got a lot of crazy things being spoken of in our country today with critical race and all of those kind of things. And I even heard on the news recently, they had an expert, you know, they have their experts in, right? And so the expert told us that there is no scientific way to determine the gender of a child at birth. And I'm like, wow, man, I'm so dumb to think over the years that I could figure it out. But I we see all of this stuff going on. Then we see the direction our nation is going. And then we see the difficulties in planting churches today, all right? For example, cost of properties are going up, cost of buildings are going up. That's not easy to do. And so we see the direction our nation is going. We see the difficulties in our nation. We see the cost of things going on today. We see how immorality is becoming open and accepted. People who believe in biblical values, you know, we say America is founded on biblical values. Well, it might have been founded on biblical values, but it doesn't stand there anymore. Amen? Because of the direction our country has gone and the secularism in our nation and so forth. And that's frustrating, isn't it? When you hear something like, we can't tell the gender of a child at birth, you just want to throw a brick at your television, right? You want to get on the streets and scream and get mad, get upset. What's going on in our country? And we go, man, we're going in the wrong direction. We're going there fast. The devil seems to be winning. What on earth can we do about it? What's going to happen to our country? What's the future of our country? And then we get back to a point we say, well, what can we do? What can we do to change things? Well, the Bible tells us here, and this verse of Scripture helped me in ministry a lot. When I pastored, there was times I said stupid things like, if nobody else is going to help build this church, I'm going to do it myself. And I tried to, I said, if it kills me, I'm going to see this church grow. And so I would work day and night, go door knocking and visiting and all sorts of things. I was going to build the church. And 6 months later, you're almost dead and nothing happened. And you're thinking, I'm doing everything right. I'm preaching. I'm, making sure the facilities look nice and we're visiting and we're doing all of these things. What's going on? Well, the problem was, I was trusting in me, my abilities, and my strength, and my power, my talents. And this verse of Scripture helped me. Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus speaking to Peter says, I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, Jesus speaking here, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Many times in my ministry, the Lord had to remind me, I will build my church. So we look at the difficulties of our land. You know, we think back in the past and how open people were to Christianity. I heard somebody saying earlier before the service, it was normal to see everybody in the community going to church, one church or another, right? You remember back in the day when on Sunday you couldn't even buy gasoline, right? I remember one time guest speaking somewhere, and I didn't think I was going to have enough gas to get home. And I couldn't find a gas station. I was like, oh no, what am I going to do? And we made it by fumes and a prayer, amen? And right, remember those days, right? Now what's not open on Sunday, right? Churches, all right? But, I'm just getting there. But everything's open. And, of course, it's taking everybody out of the churches because there's so many things to do now in the community. And they want to be a part of that. We get so frustrated. How can we do this? And, you know, in the 50s, you could build a church, no problem. But this is 2021, and how are we going to do this? It's so hard. It's so difficult. We just need to hold on to what we have and pray for the best and pray for Jesus to come back. What else can we do? Jesus Christ telling us he'll build his church. But one of the key elements of ministry, and not just a ministry like ours, or I don't care what you do in this church. If you're a Sunday school teacher, if you're the pastor, your assistant pastor, if you're a nursery worker, if you serve in special music, whatever you do for the Lord, amen? However you're serving God, there is a key element that needs to be in place. You know, sometimes a pastor will ask somebody, will you do this or will you do that in the church? And we respond, in our minds we start thinking, can I do that? Could I be used in that area? Would I have the talents for that? Would I have the abilities for that? And we make our decision on that, right? We have our faith missions conferences and we think, what am I able to do? What can I give? You know, how much can I handle in Faith Promise Missions, right? Sharing the gospel, right? You're challenged to tell people about Jesus and give out a gospel tract and tell somebody about how they can know Christ as their Savior. Invite them to church. Whatever you're doing to try and get the gospel out, and you're thinking, can I really do that? Can I talk to somebody? Can I share a gospel tract? Can I invite somebody to church? Is that really me? Is that my personality? Is that my mindset? Is that how I can serve God? And we make our decisions based on those things. We sit there and you hear the preaching of God's word and your pastor challenges you and you make your decisions based upon what you think you're able to do. But look over to Hebrews chapter 11, please. Hebrews chapter 11. This is the key principle I want to get to here. Jesus Christ said, I will build my church. And now we see here in this passage of scripture the key to us serving God and doing something great for God. What does the Bible say here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6? But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. See, I gave you those statistics earlier on purpose, right? 18% of Americans were going to church pre-COVID. That means 82% were never going to church on a Sunday morning. Okay? And that number's drastically dropped. If a missionary came to your church and said, all right, I'm going to a country that only 10% of the people even go to church, right? Then if you break it down to independent Baptists, you know, King James, you know, all of that stuff, you know, it's down to like 1% of the country go to a church like that. And there's 200 million unchurched people in this country. You know what we'd say? That country needs a missionary. And we'd want to send a missionary to that country. And what do we want him to do when he gets there? Start a church. But not just one. We expect him to start churches all over that country and reach that country for Christ. So here we got this 23-year-old kid going to go to Thailand, never spoke the language, doesn't know the culture, and we believe this 23-year-old who's given his life to God can go to Thailand and get her done. Okay? But of course, you know, in Thailand, they have large Baptist churches with big money and several Bible colleges and all of these kind of things. We don't have that in America, right? No, it's the exact opposite, right? So we believe it can be done in Thailand. I was just at a missions conference. There's a missionary going to Turkey, the country of Turkey, Istanbul. Muslim country, but they allow missionaries to come and start churches there. Praise the Lord. And I don't know what will happen if he starts turning the country upside down with the gospel. They might change their minds on that one. But anyhow, he's going there, and he told the church, he says, my vision is to plant 100 churches in my ministry there. And everybody's like, amen! So they can believe this young guy from America who doesn't speak Arabic, never lived in Turkey, can fly over to Turkey and plant 100 churches. Then we get here. And we say, okay, we need to reach our country and plant churches. Well, you know. And we come up with all of the reasons why we can't do it here. Jesus Christ said he'll build his church. He didn't just say he'll build his church in Turkey and Thailand. And listen, I'm not trying to belittle foreign missions by any way, because we need to send a missionary to Turkey, all right? And we need to send missionaries to Thailand and Australia and Africa and all these other countries. But right here in the United States of America, Jesus wants to build his church. And you can say, boy, you know, our church has gone through this struggle or that struggle, and you know, in my life, I've seen this happen and that happen, and it can get discouraging sometimes. And listen, I get it. And listen, I know it's not as easy as it sometimes in the past. And there's some areas of the country, because of laws and regulations, it's extremely difficult. All right? One thing Whitmer did not do is imprison or lock down churches for meeting in Michigan. All right? She asked not to. You know, in some states, they're, you know, fining churches and threatening to arrest pastors and all sorts of things happening, right? And so we got all these difficulties today. We see our country going off in a strange direction, and we see the hardships that lay before us, and that our country is not where it used to be, and we long for it to get back to where it was, and we believe that it can happen. But how on earth can it happen? Well, it can happen if we believe that Jesus Christ said he will build his church. And then he tells us, listen, we need to act by faith. We need to have a faith and dependence upon Almighty God. See, I know the young guy going to Turkey. You know how he can go? He is putting his faith and dependence on Almighty God, that he can get to Turkey, learn the language, learn the culture, and reach those people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. He is putting his faith and dependence upon God to do that. Can we not put our faith and dependence upon God to reach this city, this county, this state? Amen? And the Bible even says we got to go to our Jerusalem, right? Jerusalem in the Bible is looked down upon and despised. So we'll call that Ohio. Amen? All right, so we got to go there. Amen? And plant churches, all right? And see people saved there. But, you know, I kid about that. But really, you know, to me, I think Samaria today in modern day America is the inner cities. We've abandoned them. Like I say, we complain about Chicago and Detroit and New York and Los Angeles. But you know what they don't have? A lot of gospel light in them. Right? We need to get back to getting the gospel light in them. But can we put a faith and dependence upon God that America could be saved? That we could reach our cities today, that we can reach our counties today, and we can reach our state today with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't think I finished what I was saying. I said we were helping with 3 church plants. I mentioned the 2 in Dallas, but I think I forgot the one, and I don't know how I forgot this one, but it's in a community called Dearborn. I don't know if you ever heard of it. All right, amen. But there's a young man going there to Dearborn to plant a church. And I thank God for Brother Levesque. I think he's the right man for it. He's got the right temperament, the right personality, godly young man. And again, a young man saying, I'm going to put my faith and dependence upon God to help me go to Dearborn and reach Dearborn with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you imagine? It wouldn't be on my top of my list, right? A lot of people would say that, right? Going to the inner city of Detroit or and those kind of places, right? When we think, okay, where do we want to live and serve God, right? We kind of pick our places and think, right? When I left Canada, if you would have said to me when I was younger, when you leave Canada, where do you think you're going to end up? I would have never picked Toledo, Ohio. But that's where God had me go, amen? And we just need to get back to having a faith and dependence upon God that we can reach this nation with the gospel of Jesus Christ through church planting. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time, your word tonight. And God, I pray that you'd help us to grow in grace, knowledge of our Lord and Savior, in Christ's precious name.